I was challenged to bring in a large object here tonight by one of the organizers, Susan. I guess because I've brought in a couple of really large things before. So, but the tricky part was I would bring something large but small enough to fit through the door. So I wasn't able to find anything except something related to a large object, and it's an object as large as a house, and that is the Miracle House. And this is it on this little glass tray. And the Miracle House was a miracle for the original owners because they got this house for free. And also because it was the whole thing was devised by a church organization. So it was the St. William's Church in the Galewood neighborhood of Chicago. They needed a new church building, and one of the members of the church knew someone who knew an architect who designed churches, and they asked him if he might be interested in designing a house, even though he had never designed a house before. And the idea was to have the house built and then raffled off in a raffle, and use raffle money to build a new church. So he agreed to do it, and they got a lot of local businesses supporting it, and including Chicago Bridge and Iron Works that donated all the steel for the structure of the house, and also General Electric, who donated all the appliances so they could have all electric homes, which was kind of a new thing back in the time. This was 1954, by the way. So they were into building sort of showcase homes for people to demonstrate what it's like to live in these modern conveniences of a modern house. And also Saul Polk of the Polk Brothers agreed to provide all the furniture for the house, so it came fully furnished. And he agreed to promote the raffle and his advertising, which he did nationally in newspapers, so the whole thing got national attention. They got a lot of support, and it was a great success. They made enough money to build the church and a couple other buildings, and they decided for the raffle drawing, they decided to invite one of the alumni of the church, the school of the church, who had become a famous Hollywood actress. It was Kim Novak.
Wow.
So the great Kim Novak came back to draw the winning ticket. And the winner was actually a member of the church. And before they moved in, they had a special open house for anyone who participated in the raffle to come in and see this new modern home that was built. And I don't know how many of these were made. I found this at an estate sale, but they gave these out to people who came in to see the house as kind of a souvenir. Or I guess kind of a consolation prize, since they didn't actually win the house, they got this. So that was, which is fitting for me here tonight, because this is kind of like a consolation prize of a larger object, which I could not bring tonight. So my apologies to Susan. I'm sorry I was not able to bring the actual Miracle House here tonight, because that would have been impossible, or possibly a miracle.